Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The manager of the Red Sox, Alex Cora, joins us here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Mr. Cora, I'm not even going to ask. I'm just going to assume you're doing pretty well today.
I'm doing good. Doing good. How are you guys?
We're great. That was a hell of a fun baseball game last night from start to finish. We'll get into some of the details, but I wanted to first ask you a question. Something I heard you talking about with Will Fleming on the pregame show yesterday, where you said alluded to, and I'm paraphrasing here, it's almost easier to manage in the postseason because there's no big picture. There's no looking ahead weeks down the road, next month, whatever. Is there some truth to that? Does it make your job a little bit easier that really, the sole focus is winning a baseball game on a singular night?
100%. 100%. What happened yesterday doesn't happen in August. You know, we're not going to let him go 100 whatever pitches. You know, we probably have to go to the bullpen right after the seventh. It's not that we have a bad bullpen, but in the playoffs, it's all in. You know, and all in might be, you know, using the rover, like we call it, right? The starters coming in as relievers, or letting your ace go out there and throw 117 pitches, you know? And that was a fun night. That was a fun game. And, now we just manage today, see what happens, and hopefully we can move on to Toronto. But if not, we have to be ready for tomorrow.
Alex, I saw in the post game that Crochet said it was going to be, or rather he told you it was going to be a one call to the bullpen type of game. And then he later followed that up by saying it was arrogance that led him to say that and feel that way to you. Do you love that in your ace? And did you ever have any doubt that he had it last night?
The stuff was great. Just one pitch that Volpe put a good swing on and drove it to right field. But, after the first inning, he settled down. He started making pitches. And we have talked about this with him during the show. It looks like he gains momentum with the outing, you know. And around the fifth inning, you could tell, you know, the delivery was clean. The pitches were great. Velocity was up there. And it was just one of those that you just sit back and enjoy the ride.
No doubt, Alex. I'm going to try to get a two-for-one question in here and just talk about the two guys that are on your roster that have World Series rings, that being Alex Bregman and Aroldis Chapman. What have they meant for you this year and specifically in that game last night? How important was that Alex Bregman insurance run and then the Aroldis Chapman closing out the game with his fastball? What did you think of those two guys last night?
Alex, he's the leader of the team. This guy is locked in. We just took the 12:30 bus, and he's there with us just going over game planning, what Rodon has done the last 2 weeks, how he's going to approach it, and this is what he does, right? Throughout his career, he's been playing in October. He's been able to slow it down and been very successful in this month. And with Chappie yesterday, we talked about it after the game. Judge hit it hard, but the other two were singles, you know, and he kept the ball in the ballpark. Then he threw a fastball off to Stanton, right, the first pitch, and he pounded off. It was a check swing. And there he kind of, like, found it. And that was electric, you know. And the atmosphere in this ballpark, man, what a place to be, right? Everybody was in it. And, just happy that we won the game.
You just mentioned earlier that, you know, it's different. It's a one-game season now. Things wouldn't have happened in August. We haven't seen you use Chapman multiple innings much. When we did, it didn't really work. You did that last night. Why did you feel confident doing that? And did you start to doubt yourself at any point when the bases were loaded with no outs?
No. Probably other people were doubting that. But from my end, you know, we make decisions based on preparation, and he's the best reliever in the big leagues, you know, and stuff wise in October, you know, swing and miss matters. Right. And, you know, he's been so consistent. It just happened that they were aggressive and it was a bloop single to right. That's a well-struck single up the middle and a bloop single to left, you know, but you cannot second guess yourself making decisions here. I know how it works, you know, everybody's watching, everybody's going to dissect every move, but, if you worry about that, you're in the wrong business. You know, you just got to be locked in and have conviction behind the decisions we make as a team.
Another night, Alex, a very big night, no less. Another different lineup and other, you know, more guys that you wouldn't have expected all the way back in March or April stepping up on technically the last night in September. Talk about how huge Yoshida was with that pinch hit, and also Nick Sogard coming through with great base running and two hits last night.
Yeah, Sogi, he's a good player. If you see him play a month or 2 months, you're like, man, he does everything well. It just happens that he comes here for a week and then we send him down. But very fundamental sound, you know. He does everything right. Yesterday put some good at-bats, played good defense, and the base running play is taking advantage of what's out there, right? And he did well. Eaton was good, too. You know, put the ball – he got the double, and then Massa, he was ready. He was ready. We knew that they were going to pivot at one point to the righties. They only have one lefty in the bullpen, so try to maximize the roster. And he's been swinging the bat extremely well. It's hard for me not to play him, but understanding that we need to play defense in left field and playing JD makes the most sense for us. But having Nate and Massa coming up the bench is good for us.
You know, Alex, the last night was such a stark kind of reminder of the two contrasting styles in both of the ball clubs. And way back in spring training, you talked about how excited you were to have an athletic team. And last night, no errors, great base running, more kind of a small ball approach. Just is this kind of what you had envisioned for this team all along, and it was on display last night?
No,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The personnel we have right now, right? When the season started, we had the two big boys hit in the middle of the lineup, Rafi and Casas, and they're not with us. You know, then Roman gets hurt. So now we have to, you know, grind at bats, get that pitch count up, and try to get to the bullpen. We can run. We can put pressure on the opposition. Like I told the guys, you know, if you look back at the season, when we were playing really well, we used the whole field. We took our walks and ran the bases well and played defense, and yesterday was that case.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora here with WEEI Afternoons. Speaking of base running and speed, we know Trevor Story is one of the most efficient base stealers in Major League Baseball. That steal was huge. You ended up getting what I guess you could call an insurance run, but didn't seem like an insurance run. How much did that run change the ninth inning in terms of the way that game plays out with the Yankees getting base runners on but needing multiple runs?
We always talk about, you know, just add on and then keep putting pressure on the opposition. And, you know, Trevor, like you said, just one of the best base runners in the big leagues, you know, and got a great jump, got there safe. And then the kid, you know, put a great at bat, got to split a little bit up, right, and put a great swing for the double.
Alex, I'm sure I speak on behalf of everyone in Red Sox Nation when I say that I think I may have had four or five micro heart attacks watching the game last night, one of which was the play where we thought Rafaela was going to track the ball down in center, and there comes Abreu streaking across from right field and catches it right in front of Rafaela's face, who then leaves him looking like he saw a ghost. Did you have a quick conversation with Abreu and Rafaela about maybe calling the ball afterwards when they got to the dugout?
No, they know. They know that they have to be better communication-wise. But one of the things I always joke around with the coaching staff, 2 or 3 years ago, nobody wanted to make that play, and now everybody wants to make it, which is great.
Alex, just keeping with Rafaela, you know, people were saying last night that maybe was his best at bat, and the guy's had three walk-off hits to win you games this year. Just talk about that 0-2 hole he got in, and then the 11-pitch walk he was able to garner, leading to the two runs in that inning. Just what did you think of that at-bat?
I mean, amazing. And if we can do that consistently, we're going to have a great hitter too, you know. And that's the thing. You know, the kid's only 25. This is his first playoff experience. And he changed the game with that at-bat. Fastballs up, he was able to foul it off. The changeup down, he was able to take it. And you know, it was one of those that we always talked to him about it. Dominate the strike zone. You have to dominate the strike zone. And the last 10 days, he's been a lot better at that.
Alex, the beauty of these interviews now in the postseason, we ask you about last night's game, but now we quickly turn the page forward to tonight's game, game two. You win the game, you win the series. Rodon on the mound for them. Lineup going to look the same? Will there be any changes? Can you give us a sneak peek at the lineup?
No, it's going to be the same lineup. We're going to catch Narvi today. I think offensively we need his bat there. And I know he hasn't caught Bayo in a while, but, you know, he'll be okay. They're going to be okay.
And as far as the bullpen goes, Alex, save for Crochet, who I imagine will not be available, is everyone available tonight?
Yes, everybody's available. They got a bunch of lefties in the lineup. So, you know, our lefties have to be ready, and hopefully they do the job.
Is Chapman available tonight if you need him?
Yeah, 100%.
With Bayo on the mound, and obviously a very strong history, not only this season, but against the Yankees, any concern there with how the alteration of the catcher, the battery there, do you fear that disrupts anything with him?
No, I lived this in 18 with Sandy Leon and Rick Porcello coming to New York. And we decided to catch Christian Vasquez. So, you know, I just feel like, you know, we need Narvi's bat in the lineup. He's one of the best defenders in the big league. So he'll be okay.
And, Alex, you have faced Rodon three times this season and have had some success against him, especially in two of those three outings. What kind of challenges does he present, and what's the key for success to your guys tonight against him?
I think Velo is going to dictate who he is, right? There's nights that he's throwing 99, 100. Others, he's throwing 93, 94. So we got to see which version of Rodon is going to be on the mound. It's like yesterday Fried, right? The last one at home, he was throwing 99. Yesterday, the Velo was 93, 94. He threw a lot of off-speed pitches. So we have to, you know, that first time through lineup, see where we get in and go from there.
Alex, your supporters use your track record in the postseason as an example of you being a weapon for your baseball team, that you're good at this, micromanaging, doing the little things, pulling the strings. Your detractors say, well, you know, he makes the big bucks. This is where he better prove how good he is. Do you relish that opportunity or that challenge to sort of prove your supporters right and prove your detractors wrong?
I just enjoy managing. I enjoy managing in October. I haven't been consistent at playing in October. Aaron Boone has been in October every single season, you know, and that's what I want. And whenever we have a chance as a group, we try to maximize the roster and win every game.
Hey, Alex, a little birdie has told us, because we have spies everywhere, that you're walking around Yankee Stadium right now, just taking it all in. What is this like for you to be playing in Yankee Stadium, and what did you think of the support you got from the Red Sox fans that went to the game last night?
No, that was fun. When Crochet was walking back to the dugout and Chappy was coming in. You could feel it, you know, standing ovation at the end. This place got loud with our fans, and it's such a beautiful place, this stadium. You know, like I said yesterday, we feel comfortable here, not because it's comfortable playing against them, but the clubhouse and the stadium and the stage, you know. I mean, it's kind of like going to Fenway as a visitor, right? It's baseball. It's baseball, and we're trying to enjoy it.
All right, Alex, thank you for joining us. Thank you for the entertaining game last night. And can we pencil something in for next Wednesday?
Amen to that.
Amen. Right. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Good luck tonight, Alex.
Thanks,
thank you.
Coach.
See you, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.